And opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Old pirates, yes, they rob I, sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit, but my hand was made strong. By the end of the Almighty, we forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs. Redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs. Redemption songs. Redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs. All I ever have, redemption songs.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh new smart talk all day. It is Friday, the 31st of July, 2026, and you are on the clock with Choose Progress. With every BPL outage, you get a complimentary BTC outage. Green. Welcome to On the Clock today, the day before perhaps one of the most important days in our countries, in our regions, in our diasporic community. Tomorrow, the 1st of August, 2026, is Emancipation Day. Now, often I ask the questions like, which is more important of the three collective events, not just for people of African descent, not just for melanated people, right? Because there's this very active conversation going on about who decided who and what was indigenous in the U.S., right? So not just the African diaspora, but a much broader African diaspora that would include melanated indigenous people in the Americas, right? But what is more important? Is it Emancipation Day? Is it Independence Day? Or is it majority rule, right? Like, which of the three is the most important? Is it the experience of emancipation? Is it the experience of achieving majority rule? Or is it the experience of achieving independence? But that ain't the questions I want to ask today, because I don't even know if we're prepared to answer those questions, and I'm not sure if then it makes sense to ask those questions. But joining me in studio this morning, I have Empress Divine from our segment Natural Corner. Now, we are not necessarily going to be focused on what's in the yard, what's in the bush, what's in the ocean, what's in the garden. For the fullness of the show, we get to talk about what's in the headlines, what I've been calling for more than 6 years, so well before this Davis administration took the stage. Stage is the word I intended to use. Long before Minnis administration took the stage, I've been talking about an energy crisis. We're going to talk about that a bit today, what has been said over the last 24 to 36 hours, what has occurred. I'm going to give people an opportunity. If your power is still off and you think that the emergency services may not be aware that you're still experiencing an outage in your area, you could text or call the show. I'm going to send out the numbers in a bit so that we can alert the authorities. Here's why, because I saw posts yesterday with people indicating that the number you used to call BPL to tell them your power is off was not functioning properly. And then the news never stops, just like green things that grow in the country, but we don't know what to do with. They never stop. Headlines like commissioner orders probe into murder suspects, 81 bail violations. For me, the question is, do we know what it means to be free? Right? That's it. Do we know what it is to be free? And I think the way that we have experienced slavery, and we continue to experience it because we don't interrogate it, that the way that we have experienced it has left us in this place where we're confused about what it means to be free. Right? See, because if you come from a space of enslavement, right? Because we were never slaves. This is first thing to start off Emancipation Day by saying this language is very important. We were never slaves. We were enslaved, right? Which was an illegal act, an unnatural act from its inception. And then the way we were enslaved, people of African descent on the transatlantic slave trade, and melanated people in the New World, right? The way that we were treated, the way that we were enslaved is different. Slavery and enslavement experienced by other ethnic groups, like the Irish, and I think, I could be honest with you all, I think that our history is all warped. The Irish are our closest Caucasian cousins, right? I think they are closest descendants from Africanness or blackness, whatever you want to call it. We look at our Indian brothers and sisters who talk about their enslavement, which is called indentured, right? Which is different from chattel. And I could be honest with you, in this modern time, we can see evidence of the difference in the ways that we were treated. Because in many sort of jurisdictions where Indians and Africans share the same space, Indians assume a superiority over other melanated people. Not black people, other melanated people, right? It just, to me, is one of those things that resonate in your body. Your experience of enslavement was different. That's why your experience of freedom is different from ours. Your experience of freedom suggests to you that you could enslave other people. Right? And we are, as melanated people, getting to that point as well. Now, when I say that, what I mean is that we have not divested ourselves of the things that were beaten into us, that we were socialized into, that we were forced to practice. We have not divested ourselves of those things. And I'm not being hard on anybody, because it's hard to divest yourself of like the elements of a system while you are still deeply entrenched in it. Right? It's hard to divest ourselves of the principles or practices of white supremacy if we are still deeply vested in a white supremacist system. So the conversation is not to beat down anybody. It's not to beat down African people, people of African descent, melanated people. And it's not to beat down white people or Caucasian people either, unless they're still deeply committed to the oppression of Africans and melanated people. Now it's 2026 and we started the year, Carl, I see you, give me a second. We started the year with Rubio Marco, the Secretary of State for the United States of America, going to the Munich Security Council over there in Europe. And his speech was quite enlightening, not in the way that exposure to new ideas enlightens. It's enlightening in the way that getting a sneak peek at somebody's plan is enlightening. The gentleman said to his people he intimated were his family, his brothers and sisters, his cousins, it's time for us to reindustrialize the Western world. I don't know what that means to y'all, but I know what it means to me. It means to me that we must not know what it means to be free, because if we did, we would have built a world where statements like that would not be tolerated. Statements like that juxtaposed to an administration that is behaving in ways that not just recall transatlantic slavery, but replicate it. See, in transatlantic chattel slavery, people were disconnected from their languages, disconnected from their lands, disconnected from their gods, disconnected from their culture. And what we've seen is not just an immigration system that intends, has decided to deport people to countries they do not originate from, to make it more difficult for them to begin their migration journey again. That is a replication of chattel slavery. Chained in cages, 24 hours a day, the lights are on. You only get to bathe once or twice a week. Children separated from parents, loved ones of them. So I know in my heart, we do not know what it means to be free. But I also know in my heart, see, I got a brother named Christopher Davis, John Kwa II. That's my African cousin of Bahamian descent. And you see, he showed me with my little gay wench self, Miss, you's an African. And that's where we start. We Africans must stand together. I want to broaden that to us melanated people, because then we separate ourselves from indigenous melanated people who are our cousins too. He said, listen, we got to make this journey together. And we will work it out amongst ourselves as Africans. But everybody getting on this train. Right? Bahamians, we got to figure out what it means to be free. It doesn't mean the power to enslave other people. It doesn't mean the power to deprive other people of their labor or the rewards of their labor. It doesn't mean that you get to hog up people's time or convince them to do something for you. You can't mama guai them. You can't chikchani them. You can't shine them. Because you're doing the same thing that was done to you and your ancestors. I want to talk about BPL bad, bad, bad. And it's the reason why my intro is so long. Because all I had yesterday was time to think. Time to think. But before we start to talk about BPL, producer, I sent you an audio clip, the last thing I just sent you. Can you play that for me? This is a message from Empress Divine. Just like me, yesterday, she had lots of time to sit and meditate. And she decided to record what came to her heart in that moment to share with us this morning. First of all, good morning, Empress Divine.
Good morning.
Blessings.
Blessings.
All right.
Blessings.
Producer, and producer can play that for us in a second. Just as we waiting for that to start. Empress, you see any Ganep anywhere?
Yes, I have Ganeps in my yard.
Why are you hogging the Ganep? Listen, the people need the Ganep. All the people with Ganeps in the trees, we need the Ganep. You see this heat wave?
Yes.
The Ganep is the perfect solution for the heat wave.
Yeah.
So if you got Ganep in your tree, here's what I need you to do. I need you to find a competent climber or picker. And I need you to get them to pick. I need you to have insurance in your yard. I need you to pick reasonable people. Let's not be desperate or take advantage of people who are desperate, right? Because we're going to look for the boy who we could pay the least amount of money to do the work.
Right.
Right? But let's make sure that we're taking care of the people who are helping us and taking care of us.
Most definitely.
But if you got Ganep in your tree, let's get them down. And if they not sweet, because when they're not sweet, people tend to leave them in the tree, right?
Right.
First of all, you need to clean the tree. Mm-hmm. For the tree's health and for optimal growth in the next season and optimal food production. But those sour Ganeps are great to make Ganep juice and Ganep lemonade and Ganep treats.
Ganep sauce, too.
And Ganep sauce,
yes.
Too. Yes, I hear about that.
Limit.
And it go work because it's on the seed, so you get to suck the seed like we do with the tamarind seed as well, which is half of the fun.
Right.
Producer, you ready for me? You can see right now.
Oh, like Bob says, emancipate ourselves from mental slavery. You know, we should reflect on our ancestors' journey and the fight that they had fought in order for us to be here today. And even though we came from afar, we still have ways to go. But remember to put the Almighty first, and He will continue to see us through and propel us forward to where we as a people and nation should be. In peace, with love, and in unity. Freedom. Thank you for having me. I am Empress Divine.
Thank you for those words, Empress. Because we don't talk about Emancipation Day. But for the Rastafarian community and the Pan-African community that works, that lives with them and are part of them, the Rastafarian group, we wouldn't have a whisper about Emancipation Day in the Bahamas.
Listen, we're speaking about it every day in groups, you know. We speak about it every day, Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something what we should highlight and you know, be a part of our everyday talk.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I think that's why it's slipped away, because it's not been important enough to us to talk about it every day, right? Like, when you listen to older Bahamians talk, they talk about the things their parents told them were important.
Right. I just think persons still don't believe that they aren't free.
That they are not free. Yeah. You're absolutely right. I think we've been convinced that we are free,
mm-hmm.
But I know why. Because we have more dollars than sense.
Yes.
Than sense of self, sense of time,
yes.
Sense of identity, sense of place,
yes.
And belonging.
Yes.
Right? We fixed problems with money so much. And I didn't say solve.
Mm-hmm.
Because fixing and solving are two different things, right?
It sure is.
We fix problems with money so much that we don't know who we are or what we are capable of.
Yes.
Here's a text. It says, the lack of civil unrest, real protests, insurrections, anti-government despotism in the new world especially shows that we don't know what it is to be free. Only the whites in Europe and America know how to display nonconformity to government mandates, like the changing of the pension in France the other day. I tell you, one set of people who could protest is the French. They could protest, buddy. And they will protest because they understand what it takes to maintain your freedom.
Yes.
You know, and I don't think we've ever had, I don't think we've had this type of protest in the modern Bahamas. And I think post-majority rule, we have not had the type of protests that led us to majority rule. Empress, there's a caller on the line. You want to say something?
No.
Okay, let's go to the caller. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Caller, you was there, you ain't there. Fox Hill, call back. There you go. I believe that's Fox Hill. People in Fox Hill, what are y'all gearing up for us for Emancipation Day? And I want to say to people, this Emancipation holiday coming up on Monday, get prepared. A part of freedom is being aware, spatial awareness, being aware of your environment and what you need, and being able to prepare for it. So as we get ready to walk into this Emancipation Day holiday, prepare yourself for power outages. Good morning, caller.
Mm-hmm. Miss Green, your guest, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you doing?
I have two quick questions for you and your guest, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which one is more prevalent now, or which one is worse, racism or classism? And, okay, that's one question, right?
Okay.
And the second thing is a statement. I think that we could solve the energy problem is, right, in a good way. We could kill two birds with one stone.
Okay.
One, we could do have cheaper labor by using the prisoners, right? Listen to me, try buying this item now, right? We could pay them because it's illegal to have people working without a salary.
Yeah.
So we could pay them 75 cents an hour.
No,
right?
That ain't enough, but go on.
No. Let me, right? Oh, yeah. 75 cents an hour just to cut costs. And we build a solar farm and let the prisoners build a solar farm.
Okay, what I like is if we teaching the prisoners how to build, right, how to do the, I want to call it the coarse construction, how we teaching them the solar aspects, how to put it together, how the solar works. If we teaching them, if we giving them a skill set that they could use once they are released from the correction system, right, to advance their quality of life as they return to society, then we could talk about that 75 cents an hour because maybe it would pay off on the other side. But that's not necessarily a bad idea. The question is, though, will we compensate the prisoners adequately for the work that they provide?
I got you. Yeah, but it's just an idea. Going around my head.
I like the idea because they would gain skills as well that would be useful to them when they leave prison, and if they get a certificate, right, with it that proves my qualifications, it could be a great idea. Now let's go to the racism and classism thing.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot extract them, right? They like twins.
That's right.
They like conjoined twins almost. You cannot extract them from each other, because race and class operate together in certain ways, right? Like the way that white people of a certain class, like of a lower class, may still be regarded as better than a black person of a middle class in an environment where whiteness is still privileged, right? But I think What we're looking at is, what do we call it when black people invest in or perpetuate racist ideals, practices against other black people, right? Which is
reverse racism.
It's not reverse racism. See, for reverse racism to work, and let's do this right now. There's only one way that reverse racism works, right? And that's if you have a time machine. Because reverse racism isn't just, oh, now black people in the Bahamas, they have majority rule, and look how the white people feel disenfranchised. No. The Bahamas is still a part of the Commonwealth. We still operate under a common law legal system. We still speak the Queen's English, and I can't call it the King's English because I don't know how my cousin Charles is speak. We still speak the Queen's English, right? We still privilege the British culture in our independence celebrations, evidenced by the National Youth Choir being invited to London to perform, and then the Bel Canto singers going to Zurich, Switzerland to perform for our independence. We get an opportunity to show the world who we are, and what we decided to do with it is display our best replication, right? Like to show them how well we can replicate their culture. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
keep up good work.
Thank you. I mean, it ain't good work. I just mad from the power outage yesterday. But for reverse racism to work, you would need a time machine. So you could go back pre-1600s, mm-hmm. right? And possibly even pre-1400s, because we don't know what stories devised this plan of Columbus to come find a new world, right? But the category of race, like this construct was created in the 1600s, right? So we would have to go back pre-1600s, and then we would have to convince the people of European descent that we found that we are better than them,
right.
That they came from us, right? And this is the most important part, because the first part could be true, you know. Not that we're better than them, but that we were here first and that they came from us. That could be true. The second part is this, that you use that information to subjugate a people, to oppress them, to make them your slaves, right? That you convince them that they have no God, they have no language, they have no culture. They were born out of us, our ideas, right? See, that's what you would have to do. You'd have to have a time machine. You'd have to go all the way back there. And then you would have to convince them of these things. So reverse racism is not real. The South Africans, the Caucasian, the European descent South Africans in South Africa, talking about they took our farms, this is reverse racism. Right. That's not what it is. All right?
So the answer to caller. So the answer you caller, vote. Hours.
Yeah, there you go. I like it. See, because Rasta overstand the situation, right? Sometimes you take a step outside of it to see it. Then go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green.
Morning.
I don't know. I can't hear you on the radio anymore. I don't know what's going on, but I wanted to just touch on something. It's amazing. You see the new phone that Elon Musk is bringing out, right?
I heard about it, yeah.
Yeah, people is not even talking about that, but essentially talking to them. I was just wondering, you know, and we were talking about conformity on a global scale, et cetera, but I was wondering why is it that you're not hearing from any countries on a fused basis or amalgamation basis against this mass deportation by the United States. Now, you know, the numbers frighten me because I don't think all those people deserve to be deported. I thought it would be people who was criminal activity, the revocations of people with criminal activity, et cetera, mm-hmm. undesirables. But for the amount of number that I saw the other day, for the deportation, I thought the Third World Subregion should at least have some dialogue with the Trump administration because of the potential social and economic fallout for the deportees. Why is it, where will these people go? There's nothing that's being thought out. Trump seems to be mindless about America's influence in the condition that Mercedes in. So I just thought, you know, I'm looking for the Third World leaders to put on more gonads and be more like Mio Martley-like. But, you know, I just would also thought that as it relates to Africanism, maybe, you know, remember years ago I was saying on the radio, if we teach eugenics, right? If we teach eugenics, black people would maybe have love for each other more and stop killing one another because if they find out that they're doing the works of the Ku Klux Klan and that was their plan, then, you know, maybe we should just reorientate ourselves and try to live better instead of creating an inferiority complex against one another and subjugating one another by the imposition of mass migration to small nation like ours and stop producing hate. You know, man, Ms. Green, something has to be done. The world is in trouble. Give thanks.
Yep.
We have to change our mindset. That's where we begin. Mm-hmm. Everything starts within the mind.
Yeah. And then we need others who, I want to say, have a stronger mind, a stronger sense of self, mm-hmm. have the capacity to see beyond their own vision, mm-hmm. right? Can help other people with the shift in mindset. Because the shift in mindset is not a simple thing, right? You can't beat people up because they are not changing the way they think mm-hmm. about the world. The psychological health of a person is so fragile and important, mm-hmm. But we have to create a vision that people can trust and buy into.
And that's by you and I living it.
Right.
From they see us living it, they could see that.
They can see the elements that they would like to model in their own lives. Let's go to the phone line. Oh, my God, I'm going right to you. What happened? Okay, so let's get into the rest of the discussion for this morning. Yeah. I want to start with this one. The Guardian main page, no end in sight, power crisis worsens, island-wide outage due to excessive heat, PM says. The Prime Minister also said yesterday in this article by Eyewitness News, the title is, the caption is Growing Pains, question mark. PM Davis says the government is not resting on its laurels. First of all, you don't have any laurels. You don't have any. Who told you you have laurels to rest on, sir? Was it the person who told you all to make the Netflix documentary trend video?
Wow.
Fire them. Pintard, you fire your set too.
Yeah.
I don't think you all understand how woefully inappropriate for the Davis administration and the Pintard opposition to make TikTok trend videos about a Netflix documentary. Y'all want to go to jail? No, a serious question. Y'all want to go to jail? Y'all just, it's just a mockery. It's a mockery of governance. There are people who want y'all to go. There are people who want the documentary, you know. There are people who want investigation after investigation after investigation. You two Pintard, the FNM two Pintard. And y'all sitting here making TikTok trend videos. While you on summer break, while you on summer break and you're supposed to be tending to your constituencies, y'all making videos. Anyway, back to my little article, Growing Pains. PM Davis says the government is not resting on its laurels. Bahamas' electricity system following the island-wide blackout triggered by an explosion at BPL's Blue Hill Power Station. Speaking during a visit to the station, Davis described the recent outages as growing pains and urge Bahamians to remain patient as the government presses ahead with plans to usher in what he called a new era, energy era. First thing, I remember growing pains. I remember being in pain a lot and my parents trying to soothe me. Listen, you growing child, this is just your bone stretching. Turns out I could have had dengue fever from I was 10. Mm-hmm. Turns out the things that we've been calling dengue, growing pains are likely our children experiencing dengue fever. No attention, no treatment, no nothing. That's what you mean by growing pains, sir? Is that what you mean? These are not growing pains. You had 4.5 years. In fact, you had 5. You said you didn't need the whole 5. You said you was moving with steam. You told us Pike needed 25 years. The contract needed 25 years. Then you told us, oh, they did the 95% of the work was done in 2 years, so they gone home. These growing pains? It is the most. And see, if my telecommunication services didn't disappear every time the power goes off, I would have typed this out on Facebook. I had to get this out on social media. All my feelings I would have expressed. But I had to eat them yesterday. To eat them to manage my blood pressure.
Yeah.
Which means growing pains and due to excessive heat. Y'all resign. For Emancipation Day, free yourself of the burden of governance because you're not governing. You're not doing anything. I got an article here with the central bank governor. Be careful. Central bank governor John Rowell warned the media against sensationalizing reports on public finances. I'm going to assume that this was an off the cuff remark given, right, in commentary at the side of an event.
And somebody leak it out.
No. He said it, but that's not what he came to say. These are not the remarks that he prepared for the conversation for today. I'm just going to speculate and assume that this is a bright reporter. I'm trying to find the right word that doesn't demean them, but shows that they are, you know, they are anxious to do a good job and they want to get at the questions. And they ask them a question: what do you mean you warning the media against sensationalizing reports on public finance? Nobody really is concerned about the numbers, you know. We're not concerned about the numbers. We're concerned about the tone and the manner in which the numbers and the policy projection was presented to us, and the tone with which state actors and their cacophony of trolls on social media responded to critical interrogation about the prime minister's statements, to the point where the prime minister started calling people stupid and incompetent and suggesting that people don't have any sense or professional standard.
On spot.
Right? No, don't say nothing, Empress. This is me. I can get in trouble for this. Don't mind me. Right? The governor was asked about the disparity between the government's projected surplus and a deficit projected by Fitch. The Davis administration recently said it's sticking to its forecast of a $223.1 million surplus this fiscal year, despite a determination by credit ratings agency Fitch Ratings that it was overly optimistic. While the government has touted its projected surplus, Fitch projects a deficit of $64 million in 2026 and 2027 budget year, and a budget surplus in 2027-2028. We also go then to today's Guardian. No measurable economic impact from power outages identified, says central bank governor. See, now, this is a tricky one, right? Because it could be that the central bank does not have any mechanisms available to them to identify economic impact themselves. Perhaps they rely on data from other agencies and organizations to make these determinations. And perhaps they've not gotten all of the data yet. I'm just saying, what you mean there's no measurable economic impact from power outages identified? Just tell me you haven't seen all the data yet. Just tell me that. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
And a pleasant good morning to you, Ms. Green.
Good morning.
And you know, I look forward to your call, your show every morning. You know, Ms. Green, what I can't understand as I move towards my final flight, I can't understand a human being calling himself a white man saying that he's the first trillionaire on the planet Earth. While people on the Earth, young women, young children, black or white, starve, you have enough money to feed everybody on the Earth, on this Earth, in different countries and continents are starving,
mm-hmm.
Can't find rice and water, but you have that much money. And then we have these people call themselves white people, stand up and use this word Christianity, and stand up and hold a Bible on their appointment to leader and say they swear to this God, but turn around and drop bombs on young women and children going to the mosque or going to the hospital or going to school and brag about how you're winning this war that's been going on for years. And the world itself, including the United Nations, is telling you it's an illegal war.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, we have black people who tells us about what white people did to us, who came to leadership in this country telling us about what the white man or the Bay Street boys did to us. But then they go down the Bay Street after we vote them in to defend and serve us and hold the same Bible. And they cannot be sworn into power unless they swear to honor the white king, his heirs and his successors,
mm-hmm.
or her heirs and her successors, you went to represent me. Who is supposed to honor my heirs and my successors other than me?
Mm-hmm.
And then you take me to a church as a youngster and make me kneel down to look at an altar with a white man, with 12 white men and one white woman, and then you tell me, that's a man named Jesus, and that's my God.
Mm-hmm.
That's my God. You told me that as a child. And when I become a man, they tell us when I was a child, I spoke as a child. And when I become a man, I put away all childish things. And I tell you, I am not going to that church anymore. I am not bowing down to that idle man anymore. I'm not kissing that cross on Good Friday anymore. Because that's a white man. And when I look around my classroom, and when I look around the church, all I see is black people. And the pastor and the bishop is on the doggone altar. It's a black man. And when I look and I go in up East Bay Street, I see a long wall that you call a hermitage that used to be owned by the bishop of the Catholic Church, a white man, in the harbor. I can't even see the harbor from East Bay Street. But there's one man up there called the bishop that don't want no woman with him.
Okay, Sparky.
By himself.
Sparky, we have
what
to...
What kind of ship? What used to come in that...
S-H-I-P. Sparky, listen. I know you said ship, right? That we sailing on. What ship they come on? What's different from the type of ship we come on? All the ship was the same, right? Sparky, I want to thank you. I want to thank you. I want y'all to know the 3 score and 10 gang ready to ride, you know, when we organize ourselves together. Now, this is the song I chose for Emancipation Day. The young people can let you know. Abaco girls, they don't want nobody. They just want plenty of money because you need it. What happened? I got to be free, man.
They come out to have fun. I'm going to put somebody. Do you have a man? She don't have nobody. No, I want you be my girl. She don't have nobody. It's a galaxy.
Running low on summer funds? Squeeze every drop of fun out of your summer with Fidelity Personal Loan. From backyard upgrades to family getaways, Fidelity is here to help. Call 356-7764 today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
New school year, new gear. From uniforms to laptops, a Fidelity Personal Loan can help you check every item off of your kids' sent back to school season with ease. Apply for a Fidelity Personal Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
At Cleveland Clinic, you set your course, not cancer. So when your journey takes an unexpected turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers. For every route to a cure, for every care in the world, see how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Can you see me? I might be bruised, frequently absent, depressed, and even distracted. Can you see me? I might be branded with tattoos, over-sexualized, and controlled by a person that is older than me. Can you see me? I might always have a bodyguard, fearful, and never have access to my identification card. Can you see me? I might always sound scripted or rehearsed, and I wrote this verse so that you would be able to see me. If you think someone is a victim of trafficking in persons, call Police Emergency Contact at 919 or Crime Stoppers at 328-8477. This message is being brought to you by the Ministry of National Security.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. Make me down to lie in pastor's green, thou leadest me. The quiet waters my soul.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. Listen, and Guardian Radio. Did you know Guardian Radio and the Guardian Media Group want to send you away for the summer with the great Summer Escape Giveaway? You could win a trip for two, including hotel, car, luggage, and $1,000 cash. All you need is your passport. Just get a Nassau Guardian newspaper, fill out the entry form, drop it in the entry box at the Nassau Guardian in Oaksfield, and tune into Guardian Radio and follow the Nassau Guardian on all social media platforms for your chances to win. The Guardian Media Group, Great Summer Escape Giveaway. Deadline to enter August 12th, drawing August 14th. Welcome back to the show, Empress. You see why I love my producer, right? Now, the producer picked two songs, a song to open and this beautiful song. And I appreciate it because it balances the song we went to the break with. Now, I selected the song we went to the break with. That's Tommy Gunn's Abaco Gyals. Let me tell you why I love the song and why I like it for emancipation, right? Because it is a segment of the society. It's their idea of what what it means to be free. What I like about Tommy Gunn's song and how he performs it is he's not complaining, you know, about the attitude of the girls or their philosophy about life. He's not complaining. He's telling you who they are. Right. And he knows who they are, and he knows what he's prepared to do to try and be with one of them. Mm-hmm. Right? And he said, it ain't just Abaco gals. And you go later in the song, it's Exuma gals and Bimini gals, all the Bahamian girls. That he loves them. He sees who they are and what they on, what they doing. Right. He ain't complaining. He just trying to be a part of the party. Right? Right? And the idea, say, Abaco gals, they don't love nobody. They just want to have fun and wind up on somebody. That's good. That's cool. That's where they are. That's good. And he's not complaining. He's just letting you know, right? And he said, they like plenty money. You ever been? You ever tried to live in Abaco? You ever tried to live on a family island? You make it seem like everybody on the island doesn't need plenty money.
Yes.
It's not like, for me, that was an emancipation song for this time,
yes.
Right? Ghetto picnic sauce, coming home. Ice tell me pack my clothes. That's the independent song, right? That's the independent song. But Tommy Gunn's Abaco Gyals, that's the emancipation song, right? He say, that's who they are. If I won't be with them, I get see who they are and be with them on their terms. I like that, man. Let's go to the text line, Empress. We got lots of texts. Bacardi Road, 13 hours later and power still off. Wow, so your power went off. This was sent earlier in the show, about 40 minutes ago. So your power went off just after 7 or 8 yesterday. That's when I think our power came on. Good morning, Erin. My electricity went off at 2 a.m. and is still off. I live Garden Hills, number 1, Lily Lane. So BPL staff, if you're hearing this, please send a note to the relevant office or staff member, right? Just send the information, please. Here's another text. We focus on atrocities of centuries ago aided by the government, i.e., roots on repeat. Meanwhile, the black man stealing our land through legalized quieting, handing out crown land to their buddies, handing out No-bid multi-million contracts, negotiating deals to transfer national assets to private companies for their benefit. We want reparations and ignoring the present-day theft that needs immediate repair. Columbus never left. He just changed skin color. Well, let me just say, right? Like, no, imperialism went nowhere. Colonialism went nowhere. We haven't actually changed anything. In fact, we took the model that the British gave us for our constitution. They created a model. They shared it out. You know how the teachers pass out the papers. And then they said, okay, you like it. What you going to do with it? And our politicians amended it. You'd say, okay, that's good. The British give you a model. You ain't going to accept wholesale what the former oppressor gave you. These by them, and I want you all to know that I took serious thought about using the word words by them. These by them amended our constitution, and now we have Article 73-1A that says, on any occasion that the Governor General must appoint a prime minister, they must appoint the person who is the leader of the party that commands the majority of seats in the House of Assembly, and not the member that commands the support of the majority of seats in the House.
Still control.
Right? I mean, it's smart, you know. It is smart and politically savvy, brilliant even. But oh, what a problem it has created for us people who thought we were citizens. So we're not ignoring what's happening in the present. But we understand that what's happening in the present can only happen in the present because we are unaware of what happened in the past and how it informs the present. Plus, I take one day out of the whole year to talk about Emancipation Day. And the rest of the year, I'm talking about all things modern. Thank you for your subject today, Ms. Green. Chattel slavery has been replaced with status-driven consumerist wage slavery and a hyper-individualism that, in the same way the chattel slavery disconnected the enslaved from their original lands, their original language, their original spirituality and culture, hyper-individualism is disconnecting us from each other and our indigenous selves. Good morning. I wish the Apple website in the studio was a live feed so that we can watch it. Dear Texter, did you know you can stream us live on GuardianTalkRadio.com? There is a video option on GuardianTalkRadio.com. You can download the Guardian Radio app to your smartphone or mobile device. Listen to the live audio stream or watch select programs on the live video by accessing GuardianTalkRadio.com or downloading the Guardian Radio app. We are also aware that coverage, radio coverage is diminished, I think, due to electrical incidents that may have impacted some of the towers. Here's another text. Good morning. Ministry of Health should begin advising persons how to make ORS to prevent heat strokes, especially with the elderly. Now we are having these extended blackouts. Yeah, we need to. And now that the telecommunications are down as well, you can't rely on mobile network to disseminate information when the power is off, right? So we got to get back to the paper pamphlets and handing people information when we see them. Aaron Freeport has three major solar plants and the power bill is charged like fossil fuels. What's going on with that? Listen, we need citizen action groups, NGOs, who do the work of assessing the information, compiling it, so it can be presented to IRCA and the public and the policymakers, so we could show them, not just say it, but show them we know what we're talking about, we've done the work, and we're demanding the changes.
That's right?
Because what you mean, you have a utilities regulation competition authority, but you don't really focus on consumer concerns. Aaron, Blue Hills estate and subdivision areas, the power is still off since 10 o'clock last night. In fact, the electricity has been off and on about four times. It's very hot. Bahamians need to be emancipated from the BPL woes. Let me tell you all something. When I started asking, what is a BPL? What is a BPL? These questions are simple. What is a BPL and why is there a BPL when we already have a BEC? That's right. These are the questions we're supposed to be asking. How you could be talking about success and you had to create a BPL and then you transfer all the assets from BEC to BPL, but BEC still holding all the debts. What is a BPL? And what is an Island Grid Solutions company? And why they don't exist anymore here? And how do you turn a 25-year contract into a 2-year contract? I don't even know if that's what happened, because none of us know what happened. One more text. The texter says, I am so empathetic to human suffering. My mind went on how the enslaved people survived and felt below deck, chained down next to each other. So the person is saying, every time we have these conversations, I am unable to disconnect the sort of empathy that causes me to sit in what it was my ancestors were experiencing. Empress Divine, what you got going on this weekend? What is the Rastafarian community doing for Emancipation Day?
Well, we was hosting a fashion show, African fashion show, on Saturday coming. And we normally do have our march on the second, the third day after. If it falls on Sabbath, which is Saturday,
right,
then we have it the following day, which will be on Monday.
Okay, so for people who are looking forward to the Emancipation Day march, led by the Rastafarian community, because Emancipation Day falls on a Saturday, the community will host the march on the Monday, right? Because Saturday is a Sabbath for Rastafarian practitioners. Absolutely. So Monday, you know where we starting, where the march is starting from?
No. We normally just start from on Wolf Road, right there by the park, but I don't know where they're going to be starting.
All right, but you can keep in touch with me. So Monday morning, bright and early, we're going to send Mr. Strawn the news so you could, people could go to their boss and say, look here, I don't know what you're doing, right, but I got to go to this Emancipation March.
That's right.
I just want to see something. Producer, thank you very much for your patience. Texters, thank you. Callers, I'm sorry I didn't get to all of the calls this morning. As we walk into Emancipation Day tomorrow, I want you all to never forget to ask the question, why don't we celebrate emancipation on Emancipation Day? And why do countries in the Caribbean celebrate emancipation differently and on different days? And why aren't we making these decisions for ourselves now that we are supposedly free? Listen, freedom is not easy. It's hard work. You have to do the work to maintain your freedom. Sometimes it's writing letters. Sometimes it's putting aside and sacrificing to support worthy causes. Sometimes it's taking in a churin or two or a Grammy or three. It's hard work. And we have to do that work. Otherwise, we're just reselling our children back into enslavement. Very much. Rastafarian community, thank you for lending me Empress Divine for these conversations. I'll see you next week, Friday.
Yes.
And we see you guys on Tuesday. Guardian Radio will be down for Emancipation Day public holiday. And stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri is up next.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.